important.
Well, welcome to the Soul Train Health and Fitness segment on WGXC 90.7 FM. My name's Ed Furtick, and our guest today is Michelle Lewis of Catskill, New York, who's going to be talking about CrossFit. And Michelle also happens to be one of the hosts of the morning show on WGXC, so it's doubly nice to have you here, Michelle. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here, Ed.
All right, so tell the listener what CrossFit is.
So CrossFit is constantly varied, high-intensity functional movement. And so now you're probably wondering what all that means.
And that's aerobic.
So it's a combination of things. It is a combination of, if you were describing it as aerobic or strength training, it would be a combination of all of those things. And so the workouts are constantly varied so that your body has to constantly adapt and to change. And it's kind of built under this idea to get you ready for whatever life will bring your way. So constantly varied, it's high intensity, right? And it's high intensity. It might be high intensity for 8 minutes or for 20 minutes or for 25 minutes. And then it's functional movement, Ed. So the idea is that the movements that you do will translate into things that you would do in life as well. So, you know, like, I don't know where in life you would just get on a stationary bike and just,
well,
like,
walking up steps.
Right.
Walking down steps.
Right.
Opening
exactly.
up doors.
Well, I don't know if you have do you have pets?
I have a cat.
You have a cat. And so you've seen, like, the really, really huge bags of, like, cat food and dog food that you can buy.
Yes.
Right. And so, you know, I see people all the time who go to the store and they'll buy, like, this big old bag of dog food, but then they can't get the dog food out of their cart into their car.
Well, and you know, you probably don't know this yet, but you will eventually, because I look like an older man. Mm-hmm. I go into the supermarket sometimes and I buy a bag of groceries. I mean, it's not that heavy. One bag or even two bags of groceries, but they ask the older people, "Do you need help?"
Well, they don't. they don't just ask the older people. Ed, they ask me too.
So do so, they? Well, yeah, that is the best bit of news I've had all day.
Yeah, they ask
Thank
me
you.
Too.
Because so. I don't. They never asked me when I was young. I just said, guess that's a new thing. But my point is, you never want to look like you need help. And CrossFit is something that can get you ready for your daily routine.
Right. It really can, and it really does. And I think, you know, before I started doing CrossFit, I heard all the CrossFit horror stories. You know, people mm-hmm. would be like, "Oh, you can get hurt doing that." Or people would say, "You know, that's like a cult and people are really intense there. And, you know, you might not want to do that," because people had all these reasons. But what I saw after I got to CrossFit and checked it out for myself is at CrossFit, so they always have what they call a prescribed workout. So it's like the workout for the day, but then you can scale that workout so that wherever you are on your fitness journey, you can still participate and feel good about what you've done because you're working at your capacity. And so everyone is encouraged to work at their own capacity. So sometimes we do something called box jumps, where for women, it's a 20-inch box that you jump upon. For men, it's a 24-inch box. And so when I started, it's like, huh, I can't jump up on that box, or I could jump up like only a couple of times. And so I step up on the box, right? But then they have boxes that get gradually shorter, right? So like, if you can't jump up on the 20 or the 24 inch box, then maybe it's a 12 inch box. Or if you can't get up on the 12 inch box, you know, I met one woman who said to me after I started, she was like, "You know, don't feel bad." She said, "When I started, all I could do was step up on a plate on the floor." So a weight plate, like a 1-inch plate. She said,
gotcha.
"That's all I could do." But now she's able to get up on the box.
Wow.
Which is amazing. So it
And
really,
what a sense of accomplishment for her.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's a psychological element to it, because I imagine if you go in to it feeling unfit and then you start feeling fit,
right,
that does wonders for your attitude.
Right. Well, you know, I think everybody goes into it feeling unfit. I mean, I remember when I started, I was like, "Oh my gosh, what have I gotten myself into?" And someone said, this make it some easier, but it'll always be hard and it'll always be challenging. And when I was home over the summer, I took my father with me to CrossFit because they're called boxes. Mm-hmm. So they're not called like gyms, they're called boxes. But so my father, who's 68, went with me to this box in North Carolina, near where we live. And he worked out with me all week, you know, and at the end of all the workouts, he'd be like, "Oh my God, Michelle," he'd be like, I can't believe I just did that, but I feel good, mm-hmm. you know? And so he was able to go in and work at his capacity and feel really good about what he was able to do.
Yeah, I think that most people who are active, runners, cyclists, skiers, what have you, dancers, they tend to be involved in just that one or two things. Like I'm primarily a cyclist. I also do some running. But the appeal of CrossFit, as you say, is that it's not focused on one thing. Although running is good if you want to run away from someone, I guess that's helpful.
Right. And we run too as part of our workouts. Like some days we'll run. People are encouraged to, if there's something that you do to continue doing that, mm-hmm. you know, but what I've seen is, cause I do triathlons, Ed.
Okay.
And so I actually did a half Ironman a couple of years back and spent a lot of time training for it. So I'm able to do those long distance, you know, swims and bike rides and even like a longer, I call my running more like a slow jog, yeah. is what I call it. You know, so I was used to doing that and thought, oh, okay, well, I'm pretty fit. But what I found out when I got to CrossFit was, okay, so I'm not as fit as I thought I was. Mm-hmm. And there's room for growth. And I've seen, I mean, even since I started, I've seen tremendous growth.
Where do you do it?
Well, I do CrossFit here in Hudson at Railroad CrossFit. It's over in kind of those warehouses that are like behind where the train station is. That's okay. What people call it. Yeah, it's.
But it's called Railroad CrossFit.
Yep, it's called Railroad
in Hudson,
CrossFit,
New York.
In Hudson. Mm-hmm.
And do you have to have any of your own equipment to do CrossFit?
Nope, you don't have to have anything of your own. You can just show up.
Just good pair of sneakers.
Yeah, you need a good pair of sneakers. I'm comfortable workout clothes that you can move in, mm-hmm. and you know before you start, so you can't just go and jump in a class because yeah. they want you to learn the movements correctly so that you don't get hurt. They have something called essentials where they teach you the kind of the essentials and the basics of CrossFit.
Is it expensive to do these classes?
So I would say it's reasonably priced. It's less than a lot of the boxes that you see across the country, but you're going to pay more than you pay at Planet Fitness or at like Snap Fitness or
yeah.
some other type of
because
gym.
There's more work involved, I imagine, by the staff. Because
right.
they're not just leaving you on your own like you would in your typical gym. But
exactly.
this is more specialized, so
right.
the staff is more hands-on.
It's definitely specialized. It's definitely hands-on. You know, each workout is led by a coach, a trainer or coach, who supervises the workout. And so you're working out with a group of people. And I usually go to the 5 a.m. class. There are about six or seven of us who were there at 5 a.m. on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And, you know, there's a coach who's there with us who is keeping us encouraged, who's telling us what to do, who's making sure that our form is correct. And the thing I love about it is that, and so, you know, when I first started, I would oftentimes be like the last one finishing the workout, mm-hmm. right? And so is just the support that you get from everyone that's there. So people will often, like when you're the last one finishing the workout, the expectation is that all the people who finished, like their work's not over because now they're cheering you on. Now they're cheering you on and they're encouraging you and they're telling you that you can do it. And it really does make a difference psychologically in, you know, like thinking that you can versus like, giving up.
Do you feel competitive when you're there? Do you feel like you want to jump a little higher than the next person? Or
so I'm the kind of person where when people are watching, I definitely work a little harder okay. than when people aren't watching. Uh-huh. So
well, that might be a good thing.
Oh, it is a good thing. You know, I mean, it's easy enough to go and get on a stationary bike and just like, oh, okay, well, I did a little something today. But when you look around and you see that everyone is working as hard as you are, if not harder, it does encourage you to work a little bit harder, to dig a little bit deeper.
Well, you look very healthy, so keep it up, and thanks for being here. Well, so you've been listening to the Soul Train Health and Fitness segment on WGXC 90.7 FM. My name's Ed Furtick, and our guest today has been Michelle Lewis of Catskill, New York, who's one of our morning show hosts. So thanks for being here, Michelle.
Thanks so much for having me, Ed.
All right. See you next time, folks, and here we go. To get